Okay, lots of debate over the last while as regards the minimum wage and indeed the level of the payments on social welfare than the unemployment pension or payment often referred to as the dole. Well, recently, in response to what we were discussing on the air, Stephen Kearn in Ballinaclash, who is a supporter of Fianna Fáil, said, re-clearing the footpaths, surely those who are fit and healthy and in receipt of the dole for more than 2 years be required to get out of their bed or the pub and do work for their community. That's what Stephen said. Well, Paul Burke in Arklow heard this and he said, what is that Stephen lad's problem with people on the dole? I'm on the dole. It is not by choice. He talks a lot of hot air and could walk around and melt all the snow. And Stephen was back in with another comment. He said, please remind Paul there is between 2 and 3 billion a year in welfare fraud. Plus, it's not unreasonable to require people who are happy to have society support them to, in return, help society in a crisis. So, Stephen and Paul, join us. So, good morning, Stephen, first of all. And basically, to pose Paul's question, what's your beef about people on the dole?
Good morning, Declan, and good morning, Paul. I have no particular beef. I don't think it's particularly unreasonable that, as I mentioned, that for to ask people who are happy to receive support from society to reciprocate. I mean, we're talking about helping their neighbours, their community and their country in terms of a national crisis. I mean, remember we had, unfortunately, families and elderly people who were trapped in their homes for 2 to 3 weeks due to snow. The council staff don't have the facilities. I think it will benefit everybody. It benefits society. It benefits people. It gives them the dignity of work. I can't really see why anyone would have a problem with that.
And how do you know they're not doing that already?
Maybe they are, but I think it needs to be organised. I mean, I think the council and other staff perhaps we'll be able to recruit people who are able to assist at times of need. I mean, clearly all the roads weren't cleared, etc. We know that. And if you remember last year, I think it was Eileen O'Mara or Eileen O'Toole started a campaign called Ideas, a campaign of ideas in terms of the recession. And she got hundreds of thousands of responses. It was after a primetime programme. And one of the very top things that came out, their number one recommendation of active citizenship, was a volunteer corps where people on welfare want to work. It helps society, as I said, they get the dignity of work and the fact that they are contributing. It also prepares them for reintegration back into the workforce. Most people want to work, they want to help. They don't want to do nothing. So I think the country needs to help them.
And you said to get out of bed and get out of the pub. So are you talking about 5 a.m. and are you talking about 11 o'clock at night? Or where is this get out of bed and get out of the pub?
Well, that was probably said a bit of tongue-in-cheek, Declan. It's basically during working hours, 9 to 5.
So they're in bed and in the pub?
Some people are. Some people have no... They're not interested in active citizenship. But the vast majority of people, I think, are. There's a small minority who obviously have never worked and never intend to, but the vast majority of people do. Well, I think society needs to help them.
All right. Paul Burke, what do you make of that? That seems pretty reasonable, doesn't it?
It does. It seems pretty reasonable, but his comments last week weren't too reasonable, and it was like he was pointing a finger at as if people who was on the dole were in some sort of an institute, and we were just all there with suits on us with arrows and chains on their legs and get us out on the road and make us shovel the snow off the side of the road. I'm not on the dole by choice. I was laid off of my job due to the downturn in the economy. I'm 44 years of age now. I've worked since I was 16, and this is my first time ever in my life to sign on the dole. And I feel that all the tax that I have paid over the years, I'm entitled to be on the dole and claim back that money. I'm not in the pub every day. I'm not in bed every day. I'm up every morning at 20 past 7. I bring my daughter to the school bus, and I've tried to find a way then to fill in my day by doing work here at home. I have elderly parents. I help them out and look after them. And I was out in the snow helping my neighbours. I was running to shop and getting things for them. I wasn't sitting around. I was doing what I could do.
And would you welcome some sort of a scheme, say if we had such a bad time over the last while that maybe Wicklow County Council didn't have the manpower to cope. They did a great job what they were doing, but, you know, there were still gaps in that. And if they were looking for people in the community to help, would you have been willing, should it be organised? And would you have taken part?
I would have gladly taken part. I believe that we should learn from what's just happened here. That we should be going forward from here. We shouldn't be sitting around talking about, oh, remember the snow in 2010, like we did say, and remember in 1984 or 86, whenever the big snow was the last time, and we'd talk about it. We should be there now, we should be setting up committees in areas, in local areas, so if it happens again, that we have a list of phone numbers of people, and we can, you could have meetings throughout the year and make sure that the people are still available that's on that list, and you can call on them when the times come to get out in certain areas and have gravel left in areas and allocate people to those areas to spread that gravel on the road to where the council workers can't get it. And I'll have to say, Declan, the council workers here, the outdoor staff in Arklow, were absolutely fantastic. They were out day and night gritting the roads, but as again, it was the main roads. They only told where to grit. They can't. I asked the chap one day, could he grit into our estate here, and he told us he couldn't because they're not allowed. But I mean, they were out. They were like I said to you before on air, they were like the little boy with his finger in the dam in Amsterdam, trying to hold back. And as soon as they were doing it, it was snowing again, it was covered again. They were back again trying to clear it. But I think if we had a committee set up and we had people allocated to each area from that committee, that we could do something.
You'd be willing to do it
again. I would be gladly willing to do it. Yeah. And even if I was working, if I'm lucky enough to get a job in the next few months and I am working, in my time that I am off of work in the evening when I come home, I'll be glad to go out and do it.
Do you know anybody who's on the dole and would be the stereotypical view that Stephen may have, which maybe people just lazing all day and they don't want to work and just take the money every week and say, right, I'm off to the pub?
Declan, there's people in all walks of society and there's people that live their life on the dole and they're not going to change now. You can't get a liberty to change, but there is, unfortunately, people out there in society like that. But, I mean, like, the majority of the people, and you go down to that dole office and you see the tradesmen down there. You see the bricklayers, carpenters, plumbers, electricians down there, all signing on. A waste of good talent. We've an education minister that didn't spend 80 million last year. That 80 million could have been spent building schools, using those men with that talent on the dole to set up some sort of a task force thing that could get these people in to build these extensions that we need on schools and put these men to work and doing that and give them a little bit extra than insulting them with 196 euro. We were getting 204. Now we're getting 196 euro to cut 8 euro off of a week. And that, I think that's another terrible part. And the sad part of all this is there was old age pensioners who lost their pension at Christmas as well. And those people are the same people that voted the current government into power. And if there was an election next week, they'll go out and vote them back in again. And that's the sad part of the whole lot of it.
Yeah. Now, Stephen.
Well, actually, I agree with virtually everything Paul said. He's obviously a very civic-minded person. He made a couple of things I'd like to come back on. He said, obviously, he'd worked and contributed to PRSI most of his life. And I absolutely agree. You may remember I had a letter published in the Irish Times, I think in March last year, just before the supplementary budget, where I actually argued that we should move towards more like the German system, where the dole is based on one's contribution, and that if you've worked and paid PRSI, they pay between 70 and 80% of your final salary for a certain period. It's unfair, I think, for someone such as Paul, who's worked and contributed, to end up getting the same payment as the few who don't want to contribute. I mean, it used to be, but I don't necessarily agree that you can't change people. I think you need to help people and perhaps move from maybe a more passive to active support. In that it used to be acceptable for people to train tribes. Society has changed. It used to be, I think, acceptable for people to rip off the state. Again, I think society is changing. You only have to look at the recent primetime programme, where between 2 and 3 billion they reckon a year is in fraud. Just think of what that money could do. I mean, you were talking about earlier about maybe 15, 20 million for the roads. If you had 10% of the fraud recovered, you could perhaps have new roads all over the country.
But do you agree on workfare? Is that what you're thinking? It's sort of find work and you get the dole, basically, in return for that work?
Well, I know certainly Fine Gael are thinking that way. Billy Timmins has been on. I would actually agree with him. I mean, it's been in Australia now, I think, since 1998. And was first muted by James Charles Everett, who was a civil rights leader in 1968, and popularised by Richard Nixon in 1969. I mean, I think it's important that people have the dignity of work. Though I would comment a couple of things Paul had mentioned, in that he was complaining about what the government had done. But if you actually look from the figures, from 1997 to last year, the rate of pension increased three times higher than that, times that of the cost of living, the dole 3.25 times,
and child benefit 8 1/4 times. So people are much, much better off in real terms than they were in 1997, and that shouldn't be forgotten either. Also, the cut last year, the adjustment. Remember, there was a 4% increase for inflation. We have a 10% at least deflation. There's only a 4% cut. People are still better off. Milk, bread, even beer is cheaper than it was this time last year.
Right. But I was just thinking about all those people. Is there nobody creative in government? You know, Paul is looking at people with all this talent, yet we look around and we see so much work to be done. Is there no way of harnessing people who want to work? They've got the skills, they've got the talent. It's very demoralising to see the box of tools in the corner and you know where to go. You go down to the Dole office, maybe you're hiding from some people because you feel ashamed. Is there a way of harnessing their talents and energy to actually do something positive?
I totally agree with you. I think that was the idea of the Ideas campaign when they talked about a volunteer corps. Now, I know that went to government and they agreed with most of the proposals. And certainly anyone I know there, I will certainly be encouraged. And Paul is absolutely right. We should have something like that set up with local areas where people can do work, people who want to do work. There are certainly tradespeople out there. And that goes back again to the German system, where even if they don't have a full-time job, if they do community work, they get extra payment for it. And I think that's good. Mm. It benefits society and it benefits the people themselves.
Paul, you're actively looking for something anyway.
I am, Declan. But, you know, this is one of the annoying parts about looking for work. You get your CV done up, right? It costs a few bob to do up maybe 10 or 15 CVs. You have to do, you know, to make them respectable looking, to send in to an employer, to make them look like, you know, you're interested in, you know, looking for a work and you're, you know, that you're serious about it. And you send in the CV, you go to all that trouble, and they don't even have the decency to send back a letter to say, no thanks, you're not getting the job here, you know. You're left, like, wondering for weeks and weeks on end, is there something going to happen about this, you know. You don't get any reply back. Mm. Out from.
And
I sent out 15 CVs, and I got back 2 replies out of 15 CVs.
And the longer you're not working, people sort of think, well, I wonder what's wrong with him, he's not working.
I've always said that it's easier to get a job out of a job.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I've always said that. I worked for one company for 18 years, Declan, and then the second company I worked for 10 years, and it was starting to get a little bit bad, and I thought to myself, I better get out of here before things, you know, start to happen, and I end up on the dole. I got an opportunity to get a good job, I took it, and within 9 months that I took that job, the recession hit, and the company I was working for went downhill, and the last 10 people, I was one of them that was taken on, we were let go, and 7 others of long-term staff were let go as well, and that's how I ended up in where I am today. I thought I was doing the right thing at the time, but if I had stayed in the old job, I'd have been still there and working 3 days a week.
All right, got to leave it there, both of you. Thank you very much indeed to both of you for airing this view of the dole from real people. Stephen there in Ballinacloche and Paul in Arklow. It's East Coast.